Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Hi there, Dolph here. Today's audio is a bit sad and quite heavy on the plot. The story is loosely connected to a fantasy collaborative project called The King of Dreams. You can find more of that project on a subreddit called Gone Wild Audio Gay. Incidentally, this was my first time performing an Irish accent, so please be gentle on me. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking, because the show is about to begin.
Do you often find yourself in a dark alley like this? With a dangerous seaman's rough hands clutching your neck? You're a dirty alley cat, ain't you? Prowling the streets after dark, happy to accept a bit of nourishment from any hand that'll feed you. Open your mouth then. Show me how hungry you are, boyo. Suck me fingers gentle-like. Take them all the way in your throat. Purr for me, kitten. Strange thing. Hungry little cocksuckers like ye been flocking to me like varmint on a carcass washed ashore. But damn me luck, can't none of 'em seem to satisfy me. And I be mighty sore for a release. You hear me, boy? Mighty sore. So you're gonna be an obedient slut for your cap'n, ain't ya? I'm gonna take this tight ass here and use it how I please. I'll slam me cock in you deep. Fuck you till your raw and gaping hole don't feel right without me inside it. Can you follow them orders, sailor? Keep your voice down. Someone is like to hear ya. And me crew is just inside. I'll keep it shut. Oh, yeah. Got just the thing to help keep you quiet. On your knees, laddie. Don't want to hear nothing from these sweet lips, but I, sir. Got that? There's a good lad. Wrap your lips around this. A hefty slab of beef for a hungry mouth like yours. Be generous with a spit. I like it wet and sloppy. Oh, suck me cock. You got a real talent with that throat, don't you, boy? Suppose you had more in your share of sailor cock living at port, eh? A well-seasoned scabbard for many a hard cutlass, I'll wager. Try and take it down to the pommel. I want to feel your nose grinding deep in me bush. Get down there. Good lad. Open up that throat real good, mutt. You know, gets lonely on the high seas. That mount would be a comfort out there. Maybe I ought to bring you aboard. Keep up the men's spirits, eh? Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Or in this ass out for a whole crew of sweaty, musky, strong-armed men. Biting and fucking and unloading their salty cum in all your wet holes. Yeah? But first, Cap'n's gotta get his cut. Spit on me cock. Yeah? Better grease her up good now, boyo, so she slides into you nice and easy like. Turn about face and lean over the wall. Let me get a gander of that ass. Perky, juicy, just like a ripe plum in autumn. This'll serve me just fine. Yeah. Now give me a kiss and loosen up that sweet hole. For crying out loud. Lousy flapping blighter. Fuck. Me bleeding sails furling up. Blow me down. There's nothing for it. Not your fault, boyo. Times past, I'd have plowed you and your mother, and still had fire in the furnace enough for a second go-around. But something's been vexing me fierce these nights. Here, go and buy yourself a bottle of something proper strong, and find yourself a man worthy to share it with. Good night, lad. Blight a horse's cock. Hi, Marky lad. You ain't moved from that spot since I left. What's eating you, huh, boy? No. Why don't you quit nursing that bottle of rum and go ask one of them lasses for a dance, eh? Go on, lad. Have at him. At least one of us should get their boot polished tonight. Oi, maidens! Keep an eye on this one, will ya? He ain't got a coin to his name, but he got a belly full of liquor and a damned handsome mug, don't he? That's the way. Just care steer clear of that buggering sea snake in his trousers. Aye, you scoundrels! Leave a bottle or two for the local folk, why don't ye? By looks of things here, I'll be loading every one of your sorry arses aboard in a wheelbarrow tomorrow. Suit yourself. But you hurl on me ship and I'll have you scrubbing the deck till she shines like... Well, bless me beard. Would you look at that, boys? Your first mate come to share a pint with us common folk. Get in here, you scoundrel. Barkeep, a round of ale for the tavern. Captain's treat. Aye, don't say your captain never shared a coin for you. Drink up, lads. Ain't you a sight for sore eyes? There, a frosty mug with your name on it. And here I thought your fancy hide was too noble for a spit and sawdust drinking hall like this. I'm glad you came, Skip. It'll serve you well to spend some time with the crew. Scruff up some of that Royal Naval Academy shine sticking to your boot. Oh, aye. When you're in the thick of it out there on the high seas, a loyal crew like these scruffy dogs will serve you better than any schooling of tactics ever could. These voyages past have been smooth sailing on milky seas. But tomorrow, we'll be setting off for troubled waters. Do you good to rub shoulders with the men afore then. Hey, I'll drink to that. They're a bully good crew. Ah, you're not so bad. They like you well enough. Your uniform's just a bit too clean. Your collar too crisp for their liking. But you're here now, laddie. Drink up. Show a leg. It's bad luck to weigh anchor on a fresh campaign sober, you know. Tastes like piss, don't it? Ah, well, it'll put some growl in your gullet and hair on your chest, make no mistake. I was really hoping you'd come tonight. Not just for the sake of the crew. I enjoy your company, lad. I know I can be a salty egg at times, but you ought to know I'm very pleased to have you as me first mate. There's something else I've been meaning to tell you, if you'll hear it. Bit of a personal matter, like. What's that? You had something to get off your chest as well? That's so. Think I know what that might be. If it's what I'm hoping, that is. Come here. There's a private room yonder, across the hall, away from the prying ears of the crew. Well. Suppose I should just out with it, eh, Skipper? I fancy ya, lad. Could be I had one too many a bottle tonight. Could be that cologne you got wisping about your neck. But I got the strangest feeling. If I didn't tell you now, I'd never get the chance. That's right. I've been craving a moment alone with you like this. And I seen the way you look at me, too. Don't believe I got that wrong. But maybe you can tell me. We shouldn't take long if we don't want rumors spreading with the men. But perhaps we can spare a minute or two, if you're willing. Not sure I care about their gabbing anyhow. Don't think I'll be able to keep me hands off you for a month at sea. Aye, let them talk. It'll be well worth the trouble, long as I can have your lips to service. Something sweet to savor. When the days are hard and the spirits dwindling. Strong, strapping lad like you probably don't need no comforting. But all the same, I find myself wanting someone to nurture. A warm body to squeeze in me cabin at night. Stroking your hair. Telling you I got you, you're safe with me, and that everything's gonna be just fine. Could be I'm the one whose heart be sore for affection.
Ain't had a loving touch from a gentle soul like yours for many a lonely night. Thought that tide had pulled out from me, never to wash ashore again. That is, until you stepped aboard me ship with your pearly smile, your tight body squeezed into that uniform you keep so pressed and proper. I've been watching you these past months, seeing that steely demeanor of yours cracking a little more each day. A little smile creeping on your lips here and there, when you be forgetting the rigid officer that schooling tried to hammer you into. That's right, boy. You're kind and brave, stout-hearted, but soft inside like a newborn kitten. Yearning for someone to stroke your chin like this. Tried to leave you be, I did. Foolish thing getting sweet with another sailor, you know. But my hand been hurting bad for a clutch of what you got under deck. Hard not to take notice of this ass. I got a hunger for you, boy. Come here and anchor down in me lap. You like being in me arms, Skip? You feeling ready to surrender to me, Me intentions? I got plenty of intentions. Not all of them the savory sort. I keep grinding your ass into me like that and you mightn't just find out. So, what did you have to tell me now, Why so grim, boy? What do you mean you're not me first mate? Of course you are. And a damned good one, too. This is a dream, you say. It does feel like a dream, doesn't it? Finally having you so close. Your arms around me neck. What? Slow down, Skip. You're yapping like a blithering fool. What are you on about? A dream? No. Can't be, I... Well, come to think of it, there is something a bit different about you. I thought it was me imagination, but... What's happening? Whole tavern's coming down. This isn't a dream. It's a nightmare. A curse. We're on the ship. What is this devilry? A tempest has taken the sea. She's angry. Reef the sails, lads. What are you standing there for? Get on the wheel and turn her into the wind. Wait. Storm's dying off. A strange calm, that. I don't trust it. So dark. Stand fast, lad. There's something unnatural in the air. Oh, gods be good. That sickly glow on the horizon. Do you see it? Like a green ember in the mist. a ship approaching.
I know it. I seen them rotten sails once before. Death rides on those sails. The shadow, they call it. No, we can't outrun her. No ship can. I remember now what became of you. This dream, this nightmare, is a memory of when I lost you. When them blighted ghouls took you from me before I ever had a chance to tell you. I'll kill him until the last drop of me blood is spent. I'll tear him down and drop their bones to the bottom of the sea, I swear it. Things will be different this time, love. Hoist the sails, man the cannons, swords at the ready.
They're coming astern. Ready the cannons. On my mark. Fire!
Aye, it's a dream. Bugger it. Who's to say those unholy devils can't be killed in a dream? Perhaps that's why I've been trapped here. Reliving this moment. A chance to redeem myself. To save you. They say a necromancer stands at the helm, raising the dead cast off into the sea to man his ghastly vessel. Maybe he's placed a spell on me, torturing my soul with this unending nightmare. I'll kill him. I'll spend every waking hour in pursuit of him. And when I sleep, I'll chase him in my dreams, too. I'll hunt him down until my last loyal mate leaves me side. Until the last ounce of me strength leaves me body. Until they have to put me down like a mad dog. No, I can't move on. Not until I've tasted vengeance. That's the rub, eh? My thirst for revenge is what keeping me trapped in this nightmare. Clever trap that, because I can never surrender on this. Not after what they did to you. I failed you. I know you're not him. Not truly. But the life we could have had together, I'd have given him the world. I only wish I had the chance to tell him. Tell him how much I cared for him. Tell him now? What? Tell you? And what purpose would that serve? Who are you, anyhow? An angel of light sent to lift me from this turmoil? You must be, if you can take his form and play the part so well. Fine. I don't know who you are, Dreamwalker, or what evil has trapped me in this endless slumber. Could be you're just a phantom of my own thoughts, come to knock some sense into me. But if you are here, perhaps some part of him is here too, and can hear this. I miss you, laddie. It pains me to look at you because I know you're never coming home to me arms. If the shadow ever crosses my waters again, you can bet your arse I'll give them a bloody good bruising. But I won't go seeking out death before death comes for me. I only wish I had one more chance to squeeze you tight to me chest and taste your lick. Quit tempting me, boy. You're not me sweet skipper. It's like a dagger to me heart, feeling your touch. Knowing it's not. You're not really him. Are we? We're in me bed. In the captain's cabin. Was that your doing? You smell like him. You taste like him. I know a part of you is in here, Skip. Even if it's just the part that lives in me memories. If this dream's the last time I'll have a piece of you, then I'm taking a jolly good bite. I want a mouthful. A handful. Let me make love to you one last time. Just lay back and let Cap'n take care of you now. Been waiting to wrap me hands around this shaft. You're stiff as a plank. Want me mouth on that cock, boy? Yeah? Be a good lad and let me air them moans. Nothing sweeter than the musk of a real seaman. See a little pre-cum leaking from your tip here. That's my favorite bit. Why don't you try and make some more for me? I'd swallow this cock all night just to hear them moans. But what I really been craving is to get me face buried between these beautiful cheeks. Oh, aye. Been stealing glances of it tucked away in them trousers of yours. Now flip over and let me see how it looks in the flesh. Good lad. There's a prize worth coming home to. Could balance a stein on this shelf, you could. Now spread them cheeks and let me get a gander at that hole. Blimey. She's just begging to be et up, ain't she? Pucker that hole good for me. I want to feel that muscular ass squeezing against me tongue. Good lad. Moan for me. Let me know how much you like it. Fuck. You love feeling me tongue snaking through your hole, don't you? Yeah, boy. Better finger, do you even better. Arch that back up for me. Got your hole nice.
wet and ready for me. Good and proper sloppy. Just the way I like it. Oh, back that ass up into me hand. I love hearing them whimper skip. Whimper for me. Them fingers got you feeling good, boy. Yeah, so tight in your little ass. You want more, boyo? Huh? Want me cock inside you? Tell me then. Tell me how bad you want it. Come up and sit on it then. That away, lad. Straddle me legs and take me cock inside that perfect ass. That's right. That's right, boy. Take it easy. I can feel how tight you are. Tighter than a bowline knot, that. Fuck. Bring them lips down here, boy. You gonna be my boy? Nothing more gratifying than feeling your cock rubbing against me stomach. Hard as stone like that. You're a handsome bugger, yeah? Bounce that fat ass on me knob. Run your hands up me chest. Oh, you beautiful man. Fuck. Oh, it feels good. This what I be wanting, boy. What I been thinking about. Thinking about nonstop. Feeling your ass on me cock like that, boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shake that ass in me lap. Bounce on it. Slap that cock on my stomach hard. Lay on your back. I'm taking command now. Put him legs up. That's right, Skip. Your ass is just right for me. No, put them hands away. Let me do it. I want to feel it pulsing in me hands when you shoot ropes. Look at me. You gonna come, boy? Come for me. Come for me, boy. Just think about me cockerelling your little ass. While I'm stroking your cock like that. There it is. I can feel you're gripping me cock. Oh, that's a pretty sight. A real pretty sight, boy. I'm gonna come inside you. Want me to come inside you, Skip? Can I make you mine? I want you to be all mine. Me prince. Me little lover boy. Fuck. Hell on the high water. I'm close. I'm gonna come in you, baby. Oh.
you did good, boy. You're a cool drink of water. Been so long since I had a release. Thought me balls would burst afore I ever came again. Just lie here with me now. Rest your head on me shoulder. I'll happily hold you next to me, feeling your sweet breath caressing me chest till sunrise come. What's that? Goodbye. No, not yet. Stay with me a little. A dream. It was a dream. Goodbye, Skipper. Thanks for listening, everyone. If the show got you wet, then you owe me a 5-star rating. Yeah, that's how it is. You want to get a piece of me? You can't get enough, can you? I like you too. You know, there is a way we can really get to know each other. Yeah. Come join my Patreon for exclusive content and access to my Discord server. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Goodbye, my lovelies. See you next time.